אתם עם SBS בעברית.
That's right, Rivlin arrived in Australia on Friday as the guest of Governor General David Hurley, and it's the highest level visit that Australia affords a foreign dignitary. It's wonderful that he's made it here because he's tried a couple of times before. The last one was in 2016, but he had to cancel in the last minute because he had an important meeting with the Russian President, Vladimir Putin. He's doing quite a number of things while he's here. It's quite a historic visit. He's going to be the headline speaker at the UIA Major Campaign Gala Nights in Sydney. Sydney one is Sunday night. And also he'll be in Melbourne at their function there. And he'll also visit Mount Scopus Memorial College, which will be a great hit for all the kids there. He's also coming with a senior business delegation from the Israel Export Institute in conjunction with the Australian-Israel Chamber of Commerce, and he's visiting the Australian Stock Exchange in Sydney, so it's going to be a real boost for Australia-Israel relations politically but also economically, and it's also wonderful for Australian Jews to be able to see and meet the Israeli president.
Well, Sydneysiders will be able to see and meet the president, the Israeli president Reuven Rivlin, tonight at I think that there is, as you mentioned, with the big function, and I hope that you booked because you just can't come to the door and get in. No tickets at the door for security reasons.
Luckily, I managed to get a ticket, which is great. And we also, the Jewish News, spoke to him before his arrival in an exclusive interview, and I'll just share some of that briefly. Rivlin said that the Australian Jewish community, he described them as the living bridge between our two countries. He said it's a tremendous honor to be coming here. Despite the enormous geographical distance between Israel and Australia, he said there are many, many things that connect us and create a relationship of true friendship, including a shared commitment to democracy and equality. He also talked about the Malka Leifer saga. We asked him about that. He said Israel is doing everything possible to expedite the case, and he has been fully briefed about it. He said, I understand how painful and difficult the case of Malka Leifer is for the Australian Jewish community and for all Australians generally, but he said he's confident that Israel does not allow those who have committed crimes to avoid justice. He also had a hopeful message regarding the prospect of peace with the Palestinians. He said, I truly believe that if we build confidence and trust between the peoples, we can resolve our differences. He said we're not doomed to live together, but we are destined to do so. And he also mentioned he will be meeting rural fire service volunteers while he's in Sydney to thank them for their bravery. And he said he's proud that Israel was able to assist during the terrible, tragic fires that affected Australia for so long.
And we're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, what's the story with the International Criminal Court?
Yes, so on the eve of Rivlin's visit, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has commended Australia for its steadfast stand alongside Israel at the International Criminal Court. The court's chief prosecutor, Fatal Bezoudo, announced her intention last December to open an investigation into alleged Israeli war crimes in the Palestinian-controlled territories, while outlining her belief that the 2012 UN General Assembly resolution that gave, quote, the state of Palestine, quote, non-member observer status, gives the court the authority. He said, this may not be the case, but it will be directed at a panel of three judges, which will determine within the next 120 days if Palestine is declared a state for the purposes of the court. If that's the case, then action could potentially be taken to assess or look into any alleged accusations of war crimes. So Australia has actually made a powerful submission to the court in Israel's defending Israel's position and saying that basically Palestine shouldn't be declared a a state for the purposes of the International Criminal Court. So Netanyahu said on Monday he'd like to commend Australia, who has joined Germany, Austria, Brazil, Czech Republic, Hungary and Uganda, which have joined the US in a steadfast stand alongside Israel. And Reuven Rivlin has actually commented on this too. He told us that the court is it's basically an attempt to turn the IDF, our children and our grandchildren, into war criminals. He said, today the target state of Israel, but every country should know that it could be them tomorrow and they should speak out now, as Australia and many others have. He also told us the call for the court to overstep its authority means not only breaching its character as a judicial body, but to completely lose its judicial impartiality. This move by the Australian government through this submission has also been welcomed by Jewish communal leaders. I'll just quote Executive Council of Australian Jewry's co-CEO Alex Rivkin. He said, we are delighted that the government, the Australian government, has again acted on its commitment to support Israel in international forums and to challenge the Palestinian lawfare camp.
Shane, when you're talking about it, it's actually connected to the potential ban, a full ban on Hezbollah, because at the moment the Australian government put a ban on the military wing of Hezbollah.
Yeah, that's right. So Australian Jewish leaders are closely following these developments after the Home Affairs Minister's Peter Dutton said he will take a briefing this year on declaring all of Hezbollah a terrorist organization. Now, a few other countries, including New Zealand and last year Britain, actually made the decision to declare the whole of Hezbollah and not just its military wing a terrorist organization. So who knows, this could be the case in Australia within the next 12 months. In a letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison and to Mr. Dutton last year, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry argued that by listing only Hezbollah's military wing as a terrorist organization, Australia has been endorsing a fiction. The letter said Hezbollah leaders themselves have openly and repeatedly declared that no substantive separation exists between its different wings. The ECAJ's CEO, Peter Wertheim, said this week, we commend Mr. Dutton for giving this matter renewed attention.
So that's a very interesting turn of events. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the function for Israeli President Reuven Rivlin. Shane Dziatnik, thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.